principles. Thank you. We'll now call this meeting to order again. The September 8th monthly board meeting of the Acoma Regional Clean Air Agency Board of Directors. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Janice DiCio. Stephen Jones.
Here.
John Devaney.
Here.
Amanda McKinney.
Present.
Jose Trevino. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Are there additions or deletions to today's agenda?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, today I spoke with our firm, which is Compensation Connections, and Kathy, she is with us on the Zoom. She would like to give you a brief report on where we are with the study and what they found out. I would like to add that to the agenda.
Where in the agenda are you proposing?
My thinking is I don't want to hold anybody so long. I think maybe we should put here the first thing after the consent agenda or before the consent agenda, if you don't mind.
Okay. Is there any objection to having Kathy's compensation report for the consent agenda and after public comments? Hearing none. Also, I have one addition to the proposed agenda, which would be other business, 8.3, recognizing an employee's term of service. So if there were no objections to those amendments or changes to the agenda, hearing none, we'll move into public comments. Are there any members of the public who wish to comment at this time? If you would please come towards the microphone so that we can be sure to capture your comments. We do ask that you identify yourself and stating your name and the item you wish to address. And we do ask that you limit your comments to 3 minutes.
Dean Mendoza from White Swan. I want to address board attendance. First of all, I want to thank Dr. Tahat for his the information in the board packet this month about the fires. It was very helpful. Thank you. To be very brief, my understanding that Mr. Devaney's term of service expires in December, and my reading of the law says that it's entirely up to the board to find a replacement. I just want to offer an opinion that in the spirit of democratic processes, it might be a good idea to announce that vacancy to the public and invite the people to find it.
Chairman Devaney, this is Commissioner McKinney on the phone. I'm sorry, I just want to let you know that I'm getting double feedback. No.
Not sure why that would be happening. And it said there were two dialed in. Is someone else dialed in from here, from the office?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay. I'm not sure who that was exactly. All right. Thank you. I'm sorry. Was there any other public comment? Any other public comment? Hearing none, we'll move on to the added item on the agenda, compensation study. Dr. Todd, do you want to introduce our guest?
We have, as all of you remember, that we have already hired the Compensation Connection. They are a firm in Seattle. They were introduced, and they are doing also the same study for the Yakima County. And Commissioner McKinney also introduced them to us. They are very decent firm, and this morning I had the chance to speak with Kathy. They had a kind of initial study. I just distributed it, and I just received it, so I will be sending this through email to all board members too. And I asked Kathy if she can give us a presentation regarding what the findings so far, and they will hopefully be able to finish this study as soon as possible. Of course, they need some recommendation from you guys. That's for a fact. That's what she's going to present to us today. So Kathy, she is around, I think. Can you hear us?
Okay. We can't hear you, Kathy.
I got it all the way up on the phone one here. Is there a speaker? There.
No.
Barely.
We're having technical difficulties. Dr. Tejada, I know that we've asked for this information and we're trying to get it done quickly. My suggestion is that since it looks like there's a lot of information here, and it's going to be hard to hear, and we have two board members absent, I suggest that we defer this till the next board meeting and schedule a study session for a more detailed report.
Okay.
And that can also have it be noticed in the meeting announcement.
Sure.
I hate to have Kathy here now and then excuse her, but I would much rather be able to give proper time to this question and have board members have a chance to be prepared to ask questions. Kathy, would that work for you to return next month to present? I can't hear you. Thumbs up or thumbs down? She can make that work. Okay. Thank you very much. I apologize for that, but we don't want to do pantomime presentations on this kind of material. No, we can't really hear you.
No, it's on our end. We don't really have the setup for that.
So we'll get that worked out.
We're running right off the laptop speakers.
And she called for that.
I think this would be much better to dedicate time for it next month and have hopefully our new air pollution control officer prepared to absorb and also participate in that discussion as well. But I appreciate the status update. It's great to see that this is moving forward. Thank you. All right, then. Moving back to the consent agenda. Has everyone had a chance to review the August 11th board meeting summary and the August monthly activity reports? Were there any questions on those or corrections? I think that I had one correction to the August 11th, that Mr. Thornsberry's name was spelled B-E-R-R-Y in the notes, but should be B-U-R-Y. Just that correction to note. There were no other corrections. I'd entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I move we approve the consent agenda.
I will second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed or abstentions? Motion is approved. Thank you. Moving into the Executive Director's Report, Dr. Tejada.
Mr. Chairman, board members, probably good afternoon. I have a few points here to talk about. The first one is about the wood stove change out. For the month of August, we change out 6 wood stoves for a total of $18,223.08. That includes 1 bounty. 2 of the 6 are change out and 3 are rebates. So the status as of today, or as of the time I wrote this report, our agency was awarded $1.2 million for 2 fiscal years, which ends on June 30th of 23. To date, we have spent $809,186.20. So this leaves a balance for $406,831.80 through June 30th, 2023. So as of September 1st, we completed 75 low-income change-out, 104 rebate, and 23 bounties. So that's basically a summary of the wood stove change-out for the whole year plus. For the engineering and the compliance part is, as everybody knows, or we still call it, we're still in the wildfire season. They are called now, and they are becoming the norm. And that's why I have a quote around the norms. I don't know what is norm anymore. So nevertheless, I would like to shed some light on consequences for the wildfire or natural resources, in particular natural events, for our agency, and that is what is important to our agency. So if we have, or if there is any exceedance during a wildfire or a natural event which exceeds the 35 microgram per cubic meter or 12 microgram per cubic meter for the 24 hours average or the annual, we do have, the agency has, should apply for something which we call exceptional events to EPA. They are ultimately the deciding factor for the, whether they approve it or not. What we have been doing is we submit those events in particular. As everybody is aware, 2021 was really a pretty tough year for us because of the Schneider fire. So we had a lot of days. So what we do in this case, we flag those days in the air quality system. We flag it. And there are really protocols. Eventually, we have to prove to our agency, Ecology, we have to prove to EPA that those were due to natural events or a wildfire. It's not just simply because, yeah, there was a wildfire, so please excuse those events. They don't accept that. So I have attached basically a report which I received from Department of Ecology. It's, those are the days which they were flagged, and it is very extensive, basically, a very extensive one. I do maintain a very, very thick file for those days also in my office, public notices, flights, burn days. Everything during the wildfire, we have to keep those. When do we need that? That becomes the million-dollar question. So the real reason behind why I'm bringing this is towards the end of this year, Ecology and us, there is a lot of discussion that EPA will lower those standards, either the annual or the 24-hour. So if they do lower those values, 21 and the year before becomes something which we call it regulatory significant. What does that mean? That really means you consider the previous 3 years for the design value. So if you exceed the design value for the previous 3 years and exceeding the annual or the 24 hour, then you will be automatically a non-attainment. So at that point in time, we have to make sure our design value is those events are excluded, and then we are not within that. We are below those, the 35 or the 12. So that is really the what I really wanted to say, and what I wanted to shed light on this. This becomes very crucial and very important. And that takes a lot of work. It's not just simply, yes, everybody knew there was a Schneider or Schneider fire in Yakima 21. Everybody realized that, and that's okay. We are going to exempt those things. No, no, no. That's not going to work. So the memo, you see the attached memo. It can show the satellite. Shows a lot of information, but these are still minimal information. Those are for flagging only, not for the exception of event rules by EBA. That's what I wanted to shed light on those. Hopefully by the end of this year, we would know whether they are going to lower the 24-hour average or the annual. Some rumors, they may keep the 24 hours at 35, but they may lower the annual. Both ways, Yakima is maybe designated as non-attainment if we don't take care of this. So we are on the border. We are in on the border. So hopefully we will not exceed that. But that's what I wanted to talk about. This is a very important as we are in the wild fire season, and I just thought for this to bring it to your attention. Towards the end of this year, November or December, there will be a meeting with EPA, and that's the way how we are going to move forward. For the rest of the report, we have registered, or registration is behind. We have been a little bit behind. I have been distracted with a lot of things, but we are still working on that. We registered 24 sources. We had about 24 NODRs. We issued 2 dust control plans, and we investigated 9 complaints. Complaints starts to increase a little bit, but we lost one of our employees. For the air monitoring part, Department of Ecology are really still working with us. They are trying to keep on working. Hopefully we will have Martin completely trained, and we need to hire one more person because we are short of a staff. So Martin is supposed to be, or he was, the backup. He wasn't the main person, but EBA assured, I mean, the Department of Ecology, thankfully, they assured me that they will still continue helping us to the maximum they can. For the data for the PM2.5 and the PM10 and the annual, you have the graph is in front of you, and I believe we don't have any exceedance for the month of August. And that should conclude the part of my report here. The other part, I should have mentioned that at the beginning when you, Chairman, if you don't mind, for any addition or deletion to the agenda, I received an email this morning from you, from Friends of Tavish Creek, asking about, it's a long report. I tried to reply as fast as possible, but probably I could not, I couldn't finish it. But I had an initial reply to Friends of Tavish Creek. They are basically requesting if we are following the admin code with our advertisement. I just want to mention in brief that Friends of Tavish Creek, they did submit a public information request to us, and they asked whom do we send our email or whom do we notify. We did reply, and thanks to Friends of Tavish Creek, It's included in their letter, which I received at around 12:15 this morning. Ms. Mendoza, she specified whom do we send those public notifications. The only thing I could really glean from it, but I have to research it a little bit further, we do not send an email or put an ad in the newspaper. That's the only thing I couldn't find. But if my memory serves me right, which I don't depend on it anymore, my understanding is that because of the web, the electronic stuff and website, we don't need to put it on the newspaper itself. If you put it on the website, if you put your advertisement or the public notice on your website, I think that should be sufficient. But I can't say that with certainty. I need to search that far. If that is not the case, my recommendation is to the new director to search that further and either amend our admin code, because it says that we add to the newspaper. Ms. Mendoza is right. That's what our admin code. But maybe that was good at the time the admin code was written. I'm not so sure. That's what I wanted to mention, but that I could not finish the search before 2 o'clock. And the last thing I wanted to say, the APCO at YRCAA.org has been disconnected for quite some time. So we don't receive, to my knowledge, we don't receive any email. So we don't check that email anymore because it has been disconnected.
When you say disconnected, the account is not active?
It's not active, yes. It's supposed to bounce back something that you... This account or this email is no longer in service or something. I don't know exactly, but that's what, to my knowledge. So I will investigate that further. But we don't check that email in particular. And for one reason or another, I don't know even why do we have that email, but that's a different story. Because usually... The way how even when I was the system computer administrator for this agency, we used the first name at YRCAA.org, except the board members. That's the way how we have set our email. But other than that, I don't know.
That's probably a good discussion item at some point of what the default general email account would be for just any inquiry or people don't know which staff member to send it to.
Sure.
I had a couple of questions about your report. With 400,000 left in wood stove changeouts before mid-2023, I'm assuming that we get more applications during the winter and fall months coming up when people are thinking about heating sources than we do over the summer, that we might see an uptick in applications. Is that correct?
That is possible towards the fall rather than winter itself, this winter, because people, they really don't like to do it when it's really cold. And my understanding, the temperature is going to dip to 60s and upper 50s, so they might start using their wood stove pretty soon. Some people, they do that. But you're correct.
Thank you. And then under complaints, industrial sources, can you say anything about the nature of that complaint? We don't tend to see complaints in that category too often.
It is true. For this particular one, if I remember it correctly.
If you don't recall, maybe we can follow up later. I was wondering about that.
I couldn't remember whether it was paint booth or somebody was painting and we did respond to that.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Any other questions for Dr. Tahat? Commissioner McKinney, did you have any questions?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Dr. Tahat.
Thank you. Thank you. Moving on then, on the agenda, next item is approval of fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Krista, she's not feeling good, or she's sick, so I'll give her report. So what we are asking actually to approve by minute action for August, the account payable for a fiscal fund vouchers totaling $48,504.91. And for the payroll for $42,066.68.
Right. Any questions? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve the fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers for August.
I move we approve the fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers for August 2022.
For a second?
I will second.
Seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed or abstentions? Hearing none, motion is approved. Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda is employment offer terms for the Air Pollution Control Officer Executive Director position. I have been in discussions with Mr. Thornsberry as authorized at the last meeting. We have a draft letter. Give copies to the clerk. They're being distributed, and I apologize. You were probably noticing me looking at my phone, which I don't tend to do during meetings, but I was forwarding it by email to Commissioner McKinney. So this was developed in conjunction with our counsel, Gary Coulier, in discussions with Mr. Thornsberry. I will walk you through some of the key provisions. If you are getting nervous seeing a long document, 6 or 7 pages, I will say that that is largely restating terms of employment for all employees, which are in the existing administrative code. Mr. Thornsberry has a great deal of attention to detail, and he restated many of the current terms of employment for all employees in his offer letter by request. So there's much of the language in here is just a restatement of what is in existing law and our admin code. A couple of items that I will highlight, which may differ, starting with the salary. The salary proposed is $105,252, which is reflective of the previous salary of the previous air pollution control officer, but incorporating the salary adjustments which have been authorized since the search began for other employees. If you will recall earlier this year, we made some changes to employee salaries, so this is in line with the rate of change for those other employee salary adjustments. If anyone has any concern about any of these provisions, we can discuss them as we go along. If you note, the next deviation from what is standard for all other employees is under vacation time, section 5E on page 2. It was the policy in the employment terms of our previous air pollution control officer that there was a higher amount of accruable vacation hours that could be paid out to that employee and that could be accrued if unused. The predecessor had 520 as a ceiling. I will get to some other connections to that, some restrictions on the use of that, but this draft agreement would have a 740-hour cap on the number of hours that could be accumulated and banked to be paid out upon separation, potentially. I will note that as a new employee, Mr. Thornsberry would be subject to the same rate of accrual of vacation hours specified for in new employees in our administrative code. So to begin with, he would start as a new employee accruing 8 hours of vacation time per month. So I'm assuming that he would have to be our employee quite a while and do the math to accumulate 740 hours of unused vacation time. Next thing, which is different from current employment terms for all other employees, for relocation, upon the recommendation of our our consultants at the Yakima County Human Resources Office in terms of what is being offered to comparable physicians. We are proposing to offer him up to $4,000 in reimbursement of relocation expenses. That is a cap, so it is fairly broadly defined and is specified what would qualify as eligible costs, as you can see in 6A and B. But under 6C, we would be limiting that to $4,000 in total assistance with his relocation from Oregon here to Yakima. During the time of his relocation, we are offering him some flexibility in his schedule, including the option to work a 4-10 schedule and to work for 1 week during the week of September 19th by doing some remote work because he had previously scheduled commitments in the Portland area, but is anxious to start work. And if this agreement is authorized by the board, he would be prepared to start work here in Yakima on Monday, the 12th of September. If you turn to the next page under Section 9, there is provisions for where there might be severance benefits, which has been termed here severance benefits, which is essentially the ability to receive payouts for higher accumulations of unused vacation time. If he is terminated for cause, then he's only eligible to receive any unpaid wages, including compensatory time for hours worked. If he were terminated without cause, he could receive payout for any accumulated and unused vacation time up to the cap earlier referenced of 740 hours in addition to unpaid salary and compensatory time worked. If he were to resign, he would be eligible to receive the 240 hours of accumulated vacation time, which is the same cap otherwise enjoyed by all other employees of the agency under our administrative code. And that's noted in Section 9C, excuse me, 10, I apologize, 10. And those are the only differences between all other policies for our employment. Essentially, the salary number, the higher accumulation of ceiling on accumulated vacation hours, and the provision for flexible schedule during transition and relocation, and $4,000 towards relocation expenses. Are there any questions or comments from the board on that proposed agreement? Or Gary Coulier, did you have any comments? Did you look at
it? No, I think he's covered it all.
Any questions? No. Commissioner McKinney, do you have any questions?
No questions for me, Mr. Chair.
Okay. If there were no questions, is there a motion to authorize me to execute this agreement with Mr. Thornsberry and to initiate his employment beginning on Monday, 12th of September?
I move that you could execute the employment agreement with Mark Thornsberry.
Is there a second?
I would be pleased to second.
Thank you. Seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed or abstentions? Hearing none, that motion is approved. Thank you. It has been just over a year to get to this point, but I think we will all be very pleased to have additional staffing and a new air pollution control officer joining the agency here next week. But I don't think we could begin to move forward without taking a few minutes to express our great gratitude to Dr. Tahat for all that he has done and all that the rest of the staff have done as well to support him during a very difficult year. Dr. Tahat, you stepped in to take on the role of acting air pollution control officer in a very uncertain time and with very little advance notice. I think you had a five-minute phone call where I was told congratulations. Yeah. To be taking over as acting. And as I mentioned at the last board meeting, I think that it's appropriate at this time that we recognize you for all that additional work doing double duty over what turned into a very extended one-year period. For that purpose, I did some research on our accumulated savings at the agency from vacant positions. in through September 1st, we have accumulated savings of $165,922.47 in salary savings from vacant positions. Some of that has, this is not just this fiscal year, that's total since the predecessor left the agency. We did spend some of that on hiring new staff. We hired two staff, one has been retained, and we have authorized retention payments to all current staff, so there are some reductions in that. But we still see a net savings and surplus to the agency of $117,569.90, which is still continuing to accrue because we have had continued vacancies in an enforcement position, and the executive new executive director has not started yet. As a result, in the current budget year, we had a carryover and surplus of over $300,000. So we're in a fairly good financial position in order to take some action to recognize Dr. Tahat's work. As a result, I would recommend that we offer a bonus payment, a one-time bonus payment to Dr. Tahat in the amount of $15,000. That is roughly equivalent to the difference between his current salary and the salary enjoyed by the previous executive director. Technically, that number is $14,748. That is a substantial bonus and not something we do generally for this agency, but I think it reflects his additional work. And I note that it represents only 12.7% of the savings that we've achieved, you know, realized for the agency as a result of these vacancies. And so we can, I believe, well afford to do that. So that's my recommendation, and if there's any discussion or if any board member would like to make a motion to that effect, welcome that.
Commissioner McKinney, I would enthusiastically make a motion to take your recommendation, Mr. Chairperson, and award Dr. Tahat the $15,000 bonus.
Thank you.
And I'd like to add my hearty second to that.
Thank you. Formal. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition or abstentions? Hearing none, motion is approved. Thank you and congratulations, Dr. Tahat. We really appreciate all of your work,
both
past, present, and future for the agency. As I mentioned, we have one other item to recognize, also recognizing Dr. Tahat. Not only has done outstanding work this last year, he's been doing outstanding work for the agency for several years. In fact, more than just several. I'll have you read it yourself, actually. Dr. Tahat has reached 25 years of service with the Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency. And I think it's appropriate that we do more than just say, gee, thanks. If you'd like to open this and perhaps read it to the rest of the attendees.
Obviously not a case.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I moved from page 2 to page 3. After 2.5 years of my service, because I thought I would never be for this office more than 5 years. So I thought I might as well take my money. Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency presented to Dr. Hassan Tahat in recognition of his 25 years of service to the people and Air of Yakima County by the Board of Directors of the Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency, September 8, 2020. Thank you very much.
You notice that is not a retirement gift. That is a appreciating you wanting to stay on gift.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And hopefully this will be my last board meeting. Thank you very much. It's timing.
That, I'm hoping that will be your last board meeting, maybe in the hot seat, but we hope to continue to see you at meetings. A final item for note, I believe that we will be able to have our next meeting at returning to the Yakima City Council chamber. Staff are nodding. So that will be back at our location pre-COVID, where we had better seating and more convenient facilities. And I believe they will be moving back towards having us be televised. But I haven't confirmed that last point. So please plan to go to our old location, back from 2019 and early 2020, at Yakima City Council Chambers for the month of October. And that will be reflected in the announcement that will go out. But I know some of us just gloss over that part of the agenda when it's sent out. So just for our regular attendees, staff, and board members, a reminder that that will be our location next month. Is there any other business to come before the board at this time?
I just want to say a few words.
Oh, please.
Thank you very much for when you called me about almost 13 months ago. You're absolutely for it, those few minutes, and part of me, this is my community, and part of the training I have as an engineer. This is, we always, as a matter of fact, in the United States of America, I have noticed that everybody says, I have an oath. The truth of the matter is that basically the rules and regulations which govern the engineers. For me, I really did have, I had to raise my hand. I had a real oath to serve the public, and that is where my heart is. I was not hesitant, and I will not be hesitant to share my community. That's for sure, and that's for a fact. Whether it's 5 minutes or 2 minutes or 1 minute, I will do that gladly to serve the community. For the past 25 years of service, some people, they may agree, some people, they may disagree with me. It's completely up to them, but personally speaking, I can feel the difference in air 25 years ago and today. I am just only minute part of it, and I'm just glad that I was able to talk about it, whether it is small. I represent this agency, but it is not me who is working in it. People who are working in this agency, everybody contributes to that. Everybody is part of it. And we will continue doing that. If I continue to work, I will continue to work towards that. For the past 13 months, there are certain projects are still on my desk, needs an immediate attention. I need to start working on that. I have a sign, everybody's welcome to come to my office. Says that a clean desk is a sign of a sick mind. I placed that on purpose, but the truth of the matter, I like to have my desk clean too, once in a while. So I need to do that. For the new director, Mr. Thornsberry, Mrs. Spilling, his name, I'll take full responsibility for that because I checked that. I didn't know how to spell it either. So it's not like Hassan Bahat, everybody knows that. Yeah, some people, they ask me whether I have double S or single S. I said single S since I was born, so that's to make it easier. But I will definitely, on a personal level, we will help him succeed. And if he succeeds, we succeed. This community succeeds. That's all I would like. So thank you very much for it. And I hope, really, this will be my last point. That's my hope.
Thank you very much. If there were no other items of business, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for this very productive